Me to be back in Cork Baptist. My first visit to Cork Baptist was in the late 1960s. I know you find that hard to believe, didn't think I was that old, but I used to come down to this part of the world on youth teams, really evangelizing and giving out tracts and holding open air meetings, and those were thrilling days. I remember the church in Cork here was not really in the beautiful condition that it's in today. It was about that time, really, when God moved and began to really move the gospel out from Cork into the surrounding areas. And I had the joy, the privilege, actually, of preaching at the foundation of the Carrigaline Church. At that point in time, I was chairman of Baptist Missions, and I had the joy of doing that. And I followed with interest and concern and thanksgiving to God all the way in which God has reached out from you here in Cork into the surrounding area. So it's a great joy to be here. This will be my last visit in association with SGA. I've been coming now for 15 years, so you're 15 years older now than the first time you saw me, and of course so am I, it's been a joy. Thank you for all your encouragement over the years. It's been always a joy to come to Cork and to have fellowship with the various pastors, and to meet Peter now and have fellowship with him, and to see God blessing the work here. Now, I'm not going to keep you long, so don't worry. We have learned in SGA how you put a pint into a half-pint pot. So we're going to turn very briefly to Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28. And I want to read just the last couple of verses of the chapter, starting at verse 18. And Jesus came and said to them, that is his disciples, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." This was a momentous moment in the life of the Church of Jesus Christ. And the foundation of it all, the root of it all, actually, is in a little statement earlier on in that chapter, in chapter 28 and verse 6, where the angel announces, "He," Christ, "is not here, for he has risen." He is not here, for he has risen. And of course, this is one of Christ's last appearances, if you like, to his disciples here before he left them. And you can read at the end of this gospel, and of course the other gospels, and indeed at the beginning of Acts, that these were Christ's last sentiments. A man or a woman's last words are always important. And all of Christ's words, of course, were important. But these were crucial words for the foundation of and the building of and the progress of the Church of Jesus Christ. And I want us to think very simply about what he says here. "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." The command, go and make disciples. Go and make disciples. We have, in our Western world here, we have settled into a comfortable rhythm, as it were, where we want the unsaved and the unbelievers to come to us. You know, we want to sit back and allow them to come. That wasn't Jesus' intention. Jesus said, go. God's people are to take the initiative. They're to be on the front foot in terms of taking the gospel message to a lost world. Often in my years with SGA, traveling many thousands of miles and sitting in many, many airports, I've watched the world go by, as it were. And often I have thought to myself, how many of these people ever have a thought about God, about the Lord Jesus Christ, about eternity, about heaven and hell? It is our responsibility, a responsibility given to us, to go, to be on the front foot, to take the initiative and to get out and to meet and to tell people of Jesus Christ and his salvation. I want you to think about the field that Jesus talks about here. We're to go. Where are we to go? We're to go into all the world. We're to disciple all nations. There's to be no discrimination in terms of color, race, creed, background, education, whatever it might be. We are to take the gospel to all nations. Because the gospel is for all nations. It's for all men and women. And I know that some of us are called to minister in certain situations, in certain areas, limited, and if you like. Slavic Gospel Association is committed to the Slavic nations and working through the Slavic nations into the rest of the world. There are other missionary societies, and indeed our churches as well, who have an interest in different areas and different peoples and so forth. But the command is to go into all the world, because there's no difference. Paul says, no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And there's only one way to heaven, only one way. Paul says there's one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all. And that's a great joy. You know, that is a great encouragement, because it means that I can go to rich people, I can go to poor people, I can go to respectable people, I can go to people who have criminal minds and criminal habits, I can go to all kinds of people in all kinds of places, and I can tell them the same story that they need to hear. And that is our responsibility. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all nations. The command is to go. The field is the world. The authority is Christ's authority. Notice this. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, said Jesus. Therefore, and that therefore is so important. That therefore ties, if you like, the command to go to the authority in which we go. And the authority is the authority of Christ. Here is the one who has conquered death. He is not here. He is risen. Conquered death, conquered sin, conquered hell. Paid the debt for sinners who will come to him so that we will go free. And we can go on his authority. See, Paul talks about this. He had education, he had training, he had all of this. He had a wonderful mind. And he said he counted it all but refuse. He said he counted it all but dung in order that he might win Christ. These things may impress men on a human level, eloquence and way with words and clever arguments and so forth. That's not the power behind our message. The power behind our message is the risen Christ. And that's why you may say like Moses of old, but you know, I'm not a very good speaker. I can't really put things together. I'm not very clever at the way I think. Those things do not matter. We are all clay pots, every one of us. Every one of us. But the Bible says that God has put a treasure within his clay pots, within these earthen vessels of us. And that message comes with the authority of Jesus Christ. And we go on his authority to share his message with the lost. So the command is to go. The field is the world. The authority is the all authority, the supreme authority of the risen and conquering Lord Jesus Christ. And finally, the assurance that we have, the confidence we have. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Isn't that wonderful? The Lord Jesus doesn't send us out and leave us to paddle our own canoes. The Lord Jesus says, you need my authority. You need my power. So I will go with you. I will go with you every step of the way. Recently, in our church back in the north of Ireland, and we've had a number of funerals. Two of them have been 90-plus-year-olds, one man, 95, Willie Robert, and beloved by us all. For some years, had been in a nursing home, And my eldest grandson, who's training in medicine, during the holidays, to earn some money, he went to work in the nursing home in which Willie Robert was. And he had only started a couple of days. And I said to him, John — he's John as well — I said, John, have you met a big man in there called Willie Robert Best? He said, oh, he said, that's the man that's always reading his Bible. Isn't that amazing? 95-year-old. Died at his 96th year. You know what the nursing staff did when Willie Robert died? They took his Bible, big print, of course, and they set it on the reception desk of the home in which he had lived for some year. What a testimony. What a testimony to my grandson, who is a believer, loves the Lord, but for him as an 18-year-old or a 19-year-old, to see this 95-year-old still reading his Bible, still immersed in God's Word, what a testimony. And what a testimony to the unsaved in that home and amongst that nursing staff. You know, absolutely amazing. This is what Jesus Christ does in men and women. And you know, the lives that we live, we may feel it very simple. I'm sure Willie Robert never thought about his Bible reading as something which was, if you like, marvelous in the eyes of the world. But God can take it. Christ, the Christ of all authority, can take those things and he can use them to touch the hearts and the lives of others. Dear friends, let's not be mealy-mouthed. You know, we're so apologetic at times for the things that we believe and why we believe them. Here we have Christ's marching orders to us. Go. That's the order, the command. Go into all the world. That's the field. To all nations. Go with my authority, said Jesus. Supreme authority. Authority that cannot be defied. And finally, the assurance that he will be with us always, even to the end of the world. So make Cork your mission field, or wherever it is you live. And may the Lord bless you as you go in his name to take his gospel to those who are on the road to a lost eternity. God bless you, and thank you for listening.